لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحه القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العابدون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفتن الذي ليس لصفته حد محدود ولا نعت موجود ولا صفة موجود والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثابتت الأرض والسماء واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, as today we are commemorating the martyrdom of our sixth Imam, symbol of the piety, the teacher of the piety in this world, the teacher of Islamic schools, the one who is the founder of Islamic jurisprudence and the founder of many systems of belief. Today I would like to ask myself and all of you to practice the path of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. And let us practice obedience as he has practiced obedience in his life. As our Imam, we need to be the followers, and the followers were true followers of their Imam. If he is Sadiq in his faith, Sadiq in his actions, Sadiq in his ethics, we need to be Sadiq and truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In submission towards Allah, we need to be Sadiq, and that is one of the virtue of our sixth Imam, Sadiqi Ali Muhammad. Second verse of Surah Mubarakah Al-Insan, it speaks about creation of a human being and origin of its creation. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtali. So biological creation of human being, it's been said that we have created human being. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses inni, that means I, surely I. And in some of the cases he says inna, so there is a secret behind that. In those phases where we see that if there are any other powers also involved, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used nahnu, for example, that we have done that. But if there is only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of everything, in that case it's been said inni or inna, that we or I, surely I. The creation of human being, it's been said, inna khalaqna al-insan, we have created mankind. Min nutfatin amshad, if you look at the basic of its physical form, then you would find that we have created human being min nutfatin amshad, from a sperm. So creation of human being is from a drop of the water, a drop of mingled sperm. Nabtalihi, why we have created? Because we wanted to test. Faja'alnahu sami'an basira, and we have made human being with the hearing and with the sight. That means two of the most important parts of human being that are being mentioned, sami'an basir. For trial, these two important elements are actually sources of the knowledge. If somebody wants to learn and gain knowledge, then hearing and seeing, these are two important sources of knowledge. And Allah provided sources of the knowledge to the mankind. When He provided these two sources, at that time He would like to try human being as well. So when He is going to ask at that time, the most important organs that are going to be asked, that are hearing and seeing. These are the most important organs because these are sources of knowledge. If we do not use properly, when it's been said, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that has said, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We have guided mankind a path. So it's not been said paths, it's been said a path. Hadainahu sabil. Path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear. It's only one. Sirat is one. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used single. We have guided. So the guidance can be certain types of the guidance. We have received certain types of the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the guidance that is hidayat fitri, our natural instinctual guidance. In our nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us. That, you know, before we come into this world, while we're being in the womb of mother, then also we were receiving the food and we were being fed. That guidance is guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided the nature. When we come into this world, then we open eyes, we look around. There is no teaching available. There is no teacher who is going to teach you how you open your eyes. You open your eyes, we open our eyes. There is a guidance that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a natural guidance. We start breathing. That breathing itself is being guided. Our nature has received guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our blood starts circulating. This circulation of the blood is a guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided this blood, that it has to circulate continuously. This heart has to beat. This mind has to function. So this is a fitri hidayat. Then He provided us knowledge that we can learn. The knowledge that has been given is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Alladhi allama bil-qalam. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. He taught human being what he did not know. He said in Quran, when you were being born at that time, you did not know anything. And then we gave you sam' and basar wal af'ida, that you can learn. We provided you sources of the knowledge. So second thing that for our guidance that was needed, that was knowledge, education. Third guidance, that he sent down prophets, anbiya, awliya, a'imma alayhim as-salam. So you can see that how many things that are being provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said, inna hadaynahu as-sabeel. We have guided human being towards the path. If somebody guides you with all these resources, then what it requires? That you need to be submissive before that and need to be thankful. If we are not going to be thankful, if we are going to be ungrateful about the blessings that Allah has given, after he said, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, then he said, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. When guidance is three kind of guidance, then thankfulness also has to be three kind of the thankfulness. We have to be thankful for our fitri guidance, takwini guidance, hidayat takwini. We have to be thankful for that. If somebody stays in sajda in all his life, that why Allah has guided me and my nature towards the right path, then it's worthy. Second, we need to be thankful that he guided us with the knowledge, sciences, with education. He nurtured the knowledge in our mind, and he has provided a source of knowledge. And third, he sent down prophets and a'imma alayhimus salam, ahlul bayt alayhimus salam, like the personality of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam. For our guidance, he sent imams after imam, sabil after sabil. That is why in Dua Nutba we say, Aina sabilu ba'da sabil, Aina al-khiyaratu ba'da al-khiyara, Aina al-shumusu al-tali'a, As-sadiqu ba'da sadiq. Imams after imam, a truthful personality after another truthful personality, a path after a path. These 12 imams were not only individuals, but each one of them was a school. So we have 12 schools. We have 12 paths, although all 12 paths end to one path. All 12 paths are from one source, and all 12, they end to one place. There is no division in all these 12s, and you don't find any difference in all these paths, because inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be thankful for Allah that he guided us through a personality that was sadiq in his life, in his hadith, in his statements, in his sermons, in his fiqh, in his ideology, in everything he was sadiq. How we can be grateful for that? As Quran has said, imma shakiran wa imma kufura. Either you are going to be grateful and thankful or unthankful. We can be thankful by following the path. When we have been given path, then we need to follow the path. Not only being thankful by language, by saying, by tongue, but in practice. Because as guidance is three kind of the guidance, then thankfulness also is three kind of the guidance. That for knowledges and sciences, we need to be thankful by learning. go and read hadith of sixth imam, that whatever we have in our school, that is from sixth imam. You know, hadith, our books are filled with hadith from sixth imam Ja'far and Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. That our fiqh is being concluded in these two personalities. When our mujtahideen and maraji, they say that if we like to say marja, when he speaks, he would say qal al baqir, qal al sadiq. That was actually narrations of our rawat until now, that they used to speak with this language, qal al baqir, qal al sadiq. Whatever we have is through our sixth imam. And we have to be thankful for that. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. If we are not going to be thankful, brothers and sisters, then we will not be able to find that path, that is path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he has said, inna hadaynahu sabil, imma shakiran wa imma kafura. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us opportunity that we can take benefits of path of knowledge. We can follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We can be grateful for the personality of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in the school of thought of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fid dunya wal akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما هي آثار البدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Can I request brothers and please move forward, as I can see there are brothers who are coming from outside. Please move forward and sit in your places. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. وقال مولانا إمام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام يبنى جندب إنما شيعتنا يعرفون بخصال شتى بالسخاء والبذل للأخوان بأن يصلوا الخمسين ليلا ونهارا شيعتنا لا يهرون حرير القلب ولا يطعمون دمع الغراب ولا يجاورون لنا عدوا ولا يسألون لنا مبغضا ولو ماتوا جوعا. Dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning, I would like to take benefits of one of the ahadith of our sixth imam. As he said, hadithi hadith to abi, hadith abi hadith jaddi, that all the links and sources of hadith of sixth imam are actually hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In one of the hadiths, Imam al-Islam has said definition of his followers. And it's really important that we need to know what are the virtues that Imam al-Islam has referred for the followers, those who are called Shi'as of Ja'far and Sadiq. And we need to ask them for the introduction. We cannot make our introduction ourselves, because we refer ourselves with Aimma alayhi wasalam. Imam says, this hadith is lengthy, and Imam has spoken with various personalities in his life, and one of them is Ibn Jundub. Abu Sufyan is Sauri, he was another one that Imam has spoken many hadiths to him. When he spoke to Ibn Jundub, he said, Yabna Jundub, O Ibn Jundub, إِنَّمَا شِيعَتُنَا يُعْرَفُونَ بِخِصَالٍ شَتَّى. If you like to know our Shias, they are known by various virtues. خِصَال, that means خَصْلَت, virtue. If you like to know them, know through these virtues. Very first virtue that Imam has mentioned, so most of the time we may think that Imam would have said about prayers and fastings and those kind of virtues. He said, Bissakha. If you like to know our Shias, you know them with generosity. They are known with generosity. They are generous people. So Imam al-Islam would like to see some other kind of virtues in the life of Shia in the beginning, before he speaks about prayer. Our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one kind of relation that we need to have. But there is a relation with humanity, with the mankind. Generosity is our need to establish societies and communities. To be in community and be in the need of the other people, that you can fulfill the needs of the other people. That is why it's been said, Bissakha, they are known with generosity. And look at the second virtue, Walbadle lil akhwan. They are open-handed for their brothers. They are always in the service of their brothers and sisters. You know, if these two virtues become in practice, believe me that there will be no needy person in Shia society, in Muslim society, in Islamic society. Islamic society will become a society that needs are fulfilled by the people. If all people, they start practicing these two only, although I cannot go rest of the virtues. You know, most of the time, people, they keep complaining that they don't have jobs, they don't have means of their life. It's because we are not fulfilling our responsibilities as community. We are not really a community. We just meet with one another, say salam to one another, and just go back. Come every day in the prayer, stand together shoulder to shoulder, but we do not know who is next. Do we really ask sometimes that who is sitting next to us? What is your position? How are you doing? Do you have any job? Do you need anything? If we do that, then we are brothers and sisters. If we don't, then we are not brothers and sisters. We just come and stand together. We share a place. We share a room. And that's not been asked that we have to share a room. It's been said that إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. They are family. And in a family, everybody knows each other. Everybody knows the need of other people. And if we do not know, we are not family. We are not brothers and sisters. So that's what Imam says, badlun lil akhwan, spending for their brothers and sisters, giving them. Be the person who is giver, not taker, because that is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives but never takes. His hands are open towards the people. He keeps giving us. And we take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we become generous and we fulfill the needs of other brothers and sisters, we will be a real community and we can make that, brothers and sisters. Let us practice. Let us follow the path of our sixth Imam. Learn today and submit that when I come to Masajid, when I come to Jamaat at that time, I will try to learn about my brothers and sisters. When prayer finishes, I will spend at least 2 minutes. How it takes. I'm going to ask somebody that if there is any need, if I can be helpful. So we say those phrases sometimes outside. You know, when you take your phone and when you like to receive somebody at that, how can I help you? So why this cannot be practical in our Islamic community? When you come to your centers at that time, just say that, how I can help you? Isn't that possible? If you start practicing that, believe me, that needs of many people are going to be fulfilled. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to say condolences to all of you for the martyrdom and the day for the commemoration for the martyrdom of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. In the past few weeks, but from months, one of the personality that was being arrested in Saudi Arabia, one of the great scholars and prominent scholars of Hijaz, Ayatollah Sheikh An-Namr, that many of our great Maraji have asked from the government that they have to take back their decision and the decree by the court that he has to be executed. You can imagine, brothers and sisters, that a personality who is an alim, he did not commit a sin, but he is vocal, speaks about the government, does not recognize the government as a just government. And he is being taken and decree is being issued that he has to be executed. This is the country that we have, and it's been supported by the government where we live. It's one of the allies of the United States. It's one of the allies of many Western countries. And none of the countries speaks about that. Nor the United Nation or United States. They don't speak about that. But we demand Saudi government, on behalf of all of you, that this personality has to be set free. And he has to be living free in his country as a great scholar in this country, as we respect and honor our scholars of any school of thought. He has to be respected and honored, and his views has to be respected. He has followers not in the country, but outside the country. There are people from all over the world, those who love with Sheikh Namr, and we regard this personality. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give him long life. We demand Saudi court to take this decree back and set this personality free. Dear brothers and sisters, in Pakistan, we can see a situation that many of the parties who are having a sit-in in Islamabad, there are various groups, those who are taking a stand against the present government of Nawaz Sharif. Although when we look at the mentality and ideology of these groups may not match, but there is a frustration in the public. People are frustrated by the system of Pakistan. And especially since this government, it was supported by the Takfiris, and supported by the Saudi Arabia, there is a great frustration between the people. And people, they are not ready to accept. And Pakistan, and nature of Pakistan is not like Saudi Arabia, that you can make a system in Pakistan that is going to be a system of the kingship, and people of that country, they are going to accept. So we can see that there are many parties, they become allies to one another, and this alliance is only because of their stand against the Takfiris. There is a complete defeat at the time for the Takfiris in these countries, and their number has been declined day by day. People of the country, they are refusing to accept a system that is based on Takfiris. And alhamdulillah, there is a great unity between Shias and Sunnis, standing together, taking their stands together, standing shoulder to shoulder, praying together. It's almost eighth day that two of the parties, one of them is the Shia party and second is the Sunni party, standing together, deciding together. And that brings another sense of unity, that in practical form, we can see a unity between the Muslims. And we need to regard that. Those ulama who have served for this cause and those who were being active to promote this Islamic unity, they have to be regarded. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give them long life. And may Allah make them successful in their stands. Another thing that I really looked at that and BBC, the statement of the U.S. Defense Secretary, Mr. Hagel has said, this is the statement. He said that ISIS in Iraq is a long-term threat for United States. And also he says that Islamic State of militants, it can be a very big threats for United States and many other countries. I would like to ask this, that it seems that Defense Secretary of United States does not know who are the ISIS and ISIL. They just became familiar. He has just known that who are ISIS and ISIL. So, or either he has just started his position. No, that's not the case. He is Defense Secretary, and Defense Secretary, it means something that everybody who knows about the militants in Iraq, these are the people, those who occupied Iraq, and still their forces are in Iraq. If you just look at the embassy of Iraq, just to defend Iraqi US embassy, they sent 3,000 armed forces in that country. And now they're saying that they are big threat. When they become big threat, it seems that recently, probably you have heard that they have beheaded one of the journalists. And we condemn that. We condemn execution of any human being. And we give our condolences to the family of this journalist who has been executed and beheaded. These are brutal actions that we have seen from this group that has been created for the militancy in the Islamic world. They are being created to make misconceptions within this world about Islam, to show a wrong face of Islam. By the name of Islamic State, by the name of Jihad, for example. But brothers and sisters, is that only this journalist, Mr. James, that has been beheaded? Or is he only human being? So that means either United States considers only if a Western person is going to be beheaded, then he is human being. Rest of people, they are not human being. They are flies. They never said that they are a big threat for us, but now they consider them as big threat. So you imagine, maybe we can think that at the moment, ISIL and ISIS have become against America. Is that the case? Do you think is that the case? That now they are standing against America, or America is against ISIL now? No, that is not the case. Beheading just one person, it's only to demonstrate a position of America outside. The people of the world, they have to realize, no, they are not only beheading the people in Iraq or Syria, they are also beheading Westerns as well. They would just like to demonstrate. They are still supported. They are still receiving the weapons. They are not against America. They are within America. At the moment, they are distributing leaflets in America. They are distributing leaflets in Western countries. How you can say that they are not supported? If they are threat, then why the people, those who are distributing leaflets in London, they are not being arrested? If they are threat, still American government has not decided to attack fully on the Mosul and the areas where these inhuman are existing. They have not decided yet. If they are threat, why military attack? It's not been happening. And Obama is still confused that should he make this decision or not? And now, it's been said that if we do not defend them inside Syria, we will not be able to get rid of these militants. So that means, now what we were saying in the past, that even beginning of the door of ISIL and ISIS, it was big crime in the world. And Western countries and United States have committed a greater crime in the history to make these groups and militant groups. And now they are going to face for that as well. And every human being is going to face. Because until you do not kill those flies in this world, you will not be able, by living as the peace, with the peace. And peace in the world cannot be established when you have made and organized those groups in the world. Dear brothers and sisters, during this time when all other world is busy in many other issues, we see that Israel is taking benefit of that. And Israel continues attacking on Palestine. Whenever it sees that Islamic world is busy in their own issues at that time, they take benefit of that and they keep attacking. And at the moment, number that has been said, 2,138 people are being martyred in Palestine. 37 people only from last day till now. From Wednesday till now. In last 2 days, 37 people are being killed in the Palestine. But nobody speaks about that. Nobody condemns Israel. It's because it's been supported. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah establish the justice in this world. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support all the oppressed people of the world. Amen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah break the infrastructure of all the oppressors of the world. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Can I request once, please say salawat, stand up and move forward. There are many brothers who are still standing outside. If there is any space, please leave that space for the people, those who are standing.